Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third installment of Math Class, which is not a podcast about math, okay? If you listened to the last podcast, this is happening right after the last podcast, so, you know, we can get a week ahead because I'm not sure what our next week will hold.
We got a lot of stuff planned for next week, actually.
And next week, or the next podcast after this one, we'll probably talk about our trip this weekend. I'd like to do that, the time we went on our trip. But this week is not about that. This week is the time we fell in love. We're going to talk about me and Caitlin and, oh, I'm Jared, by the way, and this is my co-host, Caitlin.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about the first time I think we knew we were in love. Because I actually have a very specific moment when I knew I was in love with you.
I did too.
And it probably is very much later than the first time you thought I was in love with you. And it's not in a bad way. There's a moment I remember.
Are we talking about the first time that we told each other we loved you?
Well, we can talk about that because I don't think I was actually in love with you at that time.
I don't think you were.
I liked her a lot. But
you
I don't know.
Back.
I just didn't know. I guess I didn't really realize what love was.
Love's a very hard thing to describe. I learned that the hard way.
It's more of an action.
It comes through actions
and feelings.
Hey, love is about what you feel inside your body, but it's actually like how the person really treats you and how you perceive them as. It's really how what the person does for you if you know that they love you. I don't know how to explain it. Love is just love.
You just did explain it though. When I said I loved you, it wasn't that I didn't love you. I just don't know if I knew. Now I know when it was. And now I definitely think I can say I love you. And she wants a kiss, but we're not going to do that. We're on a PG podcast. Gross. I'm cutting that out. Enough. So, yeah, I think I love you now, hopefully.
Oh, really? You think you do?
I think so. Maybe in, like, 5 years, I'll be like, dang, I was stupid back then. Now is when I really love her. And then 5 years, maybe it'll just keep growing.
I hope it does.
Maybe I did love you back then, and it just grew after that until I finally realized. Okay, but we'll get to that. So I guess we can talk a little bit about the first time we said I love you.
Can I go first? Because I was the one that set it all up.
Yeah, you can tell, like, the premises, and I'll just explain what I did and whatever.
Okay, so it was about a month into our relationship.
This is a month after we had gone on that first date. So this is October.
It was a little bit after our first month. Like, our first month anniversary, whatever you want to call it. I don't really like those things. I think they're kind
of
stupid.
Month of first... Dude, I don't even know how long we've been dating anymore.
Honestly, no clue.
I know our, like, 1 year is somewhere in August. It's, like, August 1st.
Yeah. It's August 1st. But I had planned this whole thing, and I had involved his best friend, and I was texting his best friend. Not like that, or anything like that.
But yeah, she was flirting with my best friend.
I was texting his best friend, asking him what would be the best thing to do, what Jared liked the most, and it was really like...
Nothing. I like sitting around a lot.
He does. So, in our town, there's this little pier thing. And it has, you walk out, and then there's two ways you can go.
Yeah, it's
on
like
each side,
a little dock.
On each side, there was a little, what was it called?
Gazebo.
Gazebo. There was a gazebo. I had gotten Little Caesars. I had gotten us both drinks.
Which I think it's time that I tell you, I don't like Little Caesars.
You don't, I know.
I don't hate it, it's pizza, but like, my favorite pizza doesn't exist here. It's in Vermont, which is where I'm from. But anyway, yeah, Little Caesars is fine. I just think
it was the only place that was the cheapest because I had like $10 on me.
Yeah, this was before we really started working, so yeah. We were broke kids.
I mean, I was working, but
and
I
was
I
using
had, like,
daddy's money.
Spent all of my money on my car, but I had gotten all the stuff, and I had blankets and pillows, and I had a little Swiffer broom because I knew there was gonna be spiders, and neither
she
one
was
of us.
Right. There was a lot of spiders.
Neither one of us liked spiders.
I hate spiders.
But I was driving. Wow, surpriser.
Oh, yeah, you did drive.
I did drive.
Because I didn't know where we were going.
No, it was all a surprise to him. I picked him up, And then we went to the gazebo, and it was kind of, he kind of told a story, but I'm going to let him tell that story. It was so stupid, but so funny, and I loved it. And it was really just kind of like, it was very cute. It was a cute way of saying I love you, but it was very early in the relationship.
Yeah, and I don't really remember how you said it. You were like, I need to tell you something. You were really awkward
I was about very it. Awkward about it because I didn't want to say it because I was scared you weren't going to say it back.
No, I did say it back. Because
your best friend was like, well, I really don't know how he feels, because I kept asking Cole. I was like, well, how does he feel? What? Tell me how he feels. Do you think he loves me back? Like, tell me, Cole. I'm so tired of it. Please, just tell me. Just tell me. And I was freaking out and making his best friend tell me a bunch of things. But I ended up saying it very awkwardly. I was like, I have something to tell you, and I don't know if you're going to say it back. And I was like,
it's crazy how much you've changed. I love you. Now she barely says it. No, just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
You say too much now. I'm just kidding.
I'm hurt. Your turn.
Okay, my turn. So, I mean, pretty much you hit everything. In my perspective, I didn't know what we were doing. And I had a feeling you wanted to. I think Cole might have actually told me that you wanted to tell you.
Really?
I don't know, man. I was just kind of like, what is going on? It was very cute. It was a cute date. She took me out to this gazebo, and we put out blankets, and then we ate pizza, and I told a story of Dwayne Johnson being a unicorn and killing zombies. And it was all made up, and it was actually pretty decent considering I made it up on the fly.
Yeah.
And it lasted for like 30 minutes.
It really did. It was so long.
I don't remember it, but it would take like this whole podcast to tell.
Yeah.
The time I told the Dwayne Johnson story. If you really want to know the Dwayne Johnson story, you got to keep listening because eventually I'll tell it. That'd be really funny.
That would be really funny.
Except I don't remember it.
I do.
Oh, she'll tell it. It probably won't be as good as when I told it. Lean forward a bit.
Oh,
sorry. So, yeah, so we went to the gazebo, and then she told me she loved me, and that is not the time that I think I loved you. Do you know the time that you think you actually loved me?
It was about a month after we had broken up. So it was like the end of, because we started talking, we broke up.
Which we will tell eventually.
Yeah, we broke up around, but it was like the end of October. I think it was before Halloween. And about a month later, at the end of November, I realized it. And we weren't dating. And I didn't want to text him or tell him anything. But that's when I really realized it. Because when I first said I loved you, I was very feeling it. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I really like this guy and I think I love him. But it was more like, I was being very immature and portraying my feelings as love when I didn't. I mean, I knew you, but I barely knew you.
Well, that is not when I loved you. I actually don't know the time frame. This was way later. But I actually have a very specific, like, specific memory. Okay. Kaylin's asking if she can lay down. Yes, you can lay down until you have to talk, but do not talk from over there. It won't hear you.
I'm laying down like this.
Okay, I guess it'll hear you. I have a very specific memory, okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll build up to that. But this week's sponsor is Honey. No, I'm just kidding.
We don't have sponsors. We're broke.
Yeah, dude. If I ever make money off of this, I'll love that. That'd be epic, but it won't happen. But hopefully there's someone listening. God, if you're listening. Oh, and also, before I get into this, a little break, okay, a little pause between our... The washing machine stopped.
It's the dryer.
But yeah, so not every podcast we ever make is going to be about our relationship and who we are and stuff like that. But I think this is good stuff to, like, know before we get into, like, the rest of the stuff. And the next podcast will probably be about the time we broke up. And then that'll pretty much be it.
For a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, until it's the time we got married. I'm just kidding.
I feel like we should talk about how our relationship went in the first and how we broke up. And then we're going to discuss a couple different topics, like what Jared does and what I do and what we kind of want to be. And like,
I want to be a pirate.
I think it'll be really fun to talk about what we're planning for our future and how we plan to do it.
But I also don't want to just make this about us. And eventually we'll get into other things, maybe answering questions.
Yeah, I really like that.
Well, yeah, eventually we will do more stuff than just talking about us. But today it's talking about my love for Caitlin. So the first time that I think I knew that I loved you, actually I'm pretty sure I did love you. And yeah, our first breakup definitely like gave me emotion, but I still wouldn't think I loved you. And then our second breakup, this sounds so bad, but our second breakup might have given me emotion more. And I think I loved you. I don't know. But here's the specific moment, okay? We had this math project, okay? And it has to do with math class. Oh, look at that. We had this math project, and we had to tie a bunch of string together. It was the last math project of the year. And I don't... Did we have math second? No, we had math first semester. So this must have been, like, January, I guess. And, we had math... And then we had this project where we had to take a bunch of strings and make a shape. It was basically knitting, which I don't know how that
is. It was, I can tell you, it was right after our winter formal. Jared wasn't able to make it, and he had
missed... My grandma died.
You didn't have to say that. But he had missed the introduction to the project, and this is, I was at his house helping him, and this is what he's talking about.
Yes, she was helping me do this math project where we had to do these things. And we did it for a couple of days.
Yeah, we did it for like
2 days. And it wasn't the first day. It was the second day. She came over, and it was really sunny, and it was really pretty in the room. We were in this, the finished room of her garage. And it was, and we were just chilling and listening to music, and that's when I knew. It was weird. Like, that's the moment I was like, dang. I think I like this girl more than friends.
I can tell you where I felt it. It was...
In your heart, probably.
No. Where I was at.
Stomach.
It was the ending week of Thanksgiving. And I had went back home. We live on the coast. So I kind of lived in the rural area of the state. It was more of the center, so I lived 4 hours away, and I had moved to come here. And I was in my cousin's house. We were downstairs. She was minding her own business, and I was texting. I'm pretty sure I was texting either my cousin to tell me bring me something, or someone else like Ariana.
Her other friend, her best friend.
Yeah. I really need to stop saying people's names.
You're really bad at that.
Yeah. But I was texting someone, and I was also scrolling through my pictures, and I hadn't deleted anything because I didn't know what we were. And I was really upset about it because I didn't want to delete them. So I didn't, and I was scrolling through a bunch of them, and I found this really cute one. And it didn't show either one of us, but it was a picture of a sunset from us sitting on the back of your car. And it was really pretty, and it made me realize that I loved him, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Honestly, I love me too.
Every time he says, I love you too, I think he's saying, I love you, YouTube.
I do love YouTube. Which eventually this podcast might be on with a little camera. That's way in the future. If we ever start making actual money, if we ever get a sponsorship from Honey. Honey, if you're listening to this, I'd love to sponsor you. I never have used Honey, but if you sponsor us, I will use Honey. Really nice. It's a good website. Honestly, maybe this is a free sponsor for Honey. If you haven't used Honey, go and use Honey. Imagine not getting paid to do a sponsor.
Do you know what Honey is?
Yeah, you use it and it gives you coupons.
Mm-hmm.
I love Honey. And Pepsi. Pepsi, please sponsor us. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I loved you. You loved me. Now we love each other, which is good. And it's at the same time.
It was very different moments because I started loving him.
At her worst.
It was very much at my worst.
And then I loved you at our best, I would say, or like at a better point in our relationship. It's definitely not gotten worse than that, though. We're at a really good point in our relationship. I mean, I'm making a commitment to make a podcast with you. That's a huge commitment.
It's my idea.
It was her idea. This podcast was brought to you by Caitlin's Brain. Dude, I could totally do sponsorships.
You really could.
All right, well, this was a little bit quicker than I expected. So tell me about your week, Caitlin.
My week?
Yeah, how's your week been going?
Well, Monday.
Any cool stories?
Monday, I had school all day. And, yeah.
And then she hung out with me.
I also figured out that I have to move.
She does have to move. Well, you don't have to move far away,
no,
hopefully.
I'm most likely living with someone else here.
Yeah. So, guys, don't worry. She's not leaving the podcast. I mean, maybe she will. Maybe this will just become the Jared show. Hey, guys, welcome to math class. This is all about me. This is the time that I did a podcast alone.
And then I came over, hung out with you. Tuesday, I had work. Spent the whole day with a bunch of kids.
You did do that.
Yep. Came over. Ate dinner with your family. Left. Wednesday, today. Had school all day. Thursday. At work. And then I come here. I think I'm going to spend the night. Friday, we leave.
Oh, yeah. We are going on a trip. We're going to the mountains for a weekend with my family. So it's not going to be, like, super romantic. But there's a hot tub, so you never know. I get feisty in hot water.
He loves hot tubs.
I love hot tubs. Like, if I could choose one place to live for the rest of my life, not a hot tub, dude. I would die. You die after,
But you would
like,
want
an
a
hour.
Hot tub at your house.
Yes. I want a pool that's a hot tub.
We should get a pool that has, like, a hot tub built into it.
Did you know that, like, the ideal temperature for water is 93 degrees?
Really?
Everyone's always like, 93 is so hot. I want a 93-degree pool with a 104-degree hot tub. That's my ideal house.
Deal.
I can live in a trailer as long as I get that.
Okay.
Dude, I want to live in a trailer with Corvettes. Oh, my week was lit. The election's going on. So that's been crazy. And it's only Wednesday. And in the last podcast, we already talked about the election. But I really don't want to bring politics or... Eventually, I guess we could talk about religion. But that's not what this podcast is about. And, yeah, I don't know. This podcast isn't really about anything. Who won?
No one.
Nobody's won the election yet. Who
Very
won?
Close.
Hey, future people, tell me who won on our Twitter. We don't have a Twitter.
We should make one.
I'm not making a Twitter until I know people are listening.
I'll make one.
If people are listening to this, then we'll make a Twitter. If nobody's listening to this, why make a Twitter? Make a tweeter. Make funny tweets. Mm-hmm. Make a little memes.
And then make it popular and promote our podcast.
Yeah, make a little memes. Make a little cat memes.
I'm okay with that. You know how much I love cats.
That was a joke, Caitlin. That's like a mom thing to do. We have a Facebook where we only talk about Donald Trump and not wearing masks and anti-vaccines. That is not true, okay? I do not believe in any of those things. I just said I wasn't going to bring politics into this. It was
did.
A joke. It was just a joke, okay? I believe in vaccines and masks, okay? That's all I'm saying. You take it as you will.
Okay.
I believe
well,
in doctors.
Since we went a little longer last time, do you want to go a little longer this time, or do you want to cut it short?
I don't really care, man. We're hitting a pretty good time, honestly. If you enjoy this podcast, tell your friends. We don't have anybody listening. So if you've made it this far, like if you really have made it this far, you are a trooper. Because I would not listen to myself talk for this long.
I do.
She does. She loves listening to me talk. I don't know why. But, yeah, if you like us, I like us.
I like us.
And I like honey. And I want honey to sponsor me, so.
Okay, well, really, if you do like us and you want to hear more about our story.
You'll get us sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
Jared. If you really like our story, keep listening and tell your friends about it.
Oh, that's gross. Don't tell your friends. Tell your mom.
Don't tell your mom.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
If you have a hot mom, definitely tell her. Tell her that the boy who does this podcast is freaking cute. Ah, that was my toe. She flicked my toe. It hurt. But yeah, if you have loved ones who like listening to podcasts, tell them. And honestly, I don't know if anyone's listening. I don't really care if anyone's listening. Nobody's really listening right now.
It's really fun to make.
But if at some point people are listening and you're looking back at where we started, this is where we started. And hopefully in the future, Jared, you have a Honey sponsorship, dude. That's all I want. Oh my God. I hope that Honey, every podcast is going to end with me begging for Honey to love me. Honey, if you're listening, Raid Shadow Legends, if you're listening, Reddit, if you're listening, get me a sponsorship. Do people make money off of podcasts?
Yes.
Oh, dude, then this is totally worth it. I'm about to make big bucks. Rhett and Link, dude, I love Rhett and Link, okay? Those are my favorite podcasters. This is going nowhere. We're just talking at this point. But, I mean, that's what this podcast is about, you know? Two beautiful people taking a beautiful journey in the beautiful world of podcasting and talking to each other about podcasts.
It's kind of fun how we both just decided to start this.
Okay, you decided to start this, and I was like, eh, okay.
Well, I wanted him to kind of get back to his roots and be creative, because that's what you've always wanted to do, and you're really tired of not having any time to be creative, and I wanted you to have, like, a set time to be creative.
Yeah, so I am being a little bit creative. Not really, but I enjoy talking. That's pretty much it.
You also got to play your guitar a little bit.
Oh, yeah. If you've listened to the little music inserts at the beginning and the end and you're like, wow, these sound horrible, that's me playing the guitar. Mostly because I don't want royalty-free music when I can make royalty-free music. Think about that.
He's really good at the guitar. If you want to listen to any of his songs or any of his covers,
don't.
Go listen to his YouTube, Jared_Jonathan.
There's no underscore.
There is an underscore.
No, there isn't.
Well, it's Jared Jonathan.
Okay, yeah. If you want to go see me.
He also has a song out there called...
You don't remember. There's a couple.
There's a couple.
They're all on my YouTube.
I remember one of them.
They're all on my YouTube. You can go and look at them. They're old and kind of rough.
They're good.
She likes them. But that's just because she likes them.
And I also listened to them when we were broken up.
Yeah. And like two of them are about you.
Sell out. It'll be all right. I think you took the other one down. Yeah, you did.
No.
Sell out and it'll be all right.
There's another song somewhere, but I'm not going to tell you guys where to find it. It's still up. Anyway, that's a good place to end it. If you did listen, we do like you. That's it. We do this because we like to. Okay, we're not making money and we don't have anybody listening. So maybe we're just the most genuine podcasters out there. I read a thing, though, that said you have to make, like, 100 podcasts before people notice your podcast. That's a lot of podcasts, Caitlin. We better get on that, Jane.
Well, right now we're on number 3, and I think it'll keep going.
All right. Yeah. We'll see you next week, I guess. Peace. Caitlin just got my neck because I didn't say class dismissed at the end of this episode. So, class dismissed.